There are two essential themes for our readings today. First is the richness of God's grace we receive, and the challenge to bring other people closer to God, not away from God. We will be reading for the next weeks from the letter to the Ephesians. It is a very beautiful letter, both in its richness of language and of its message. It was not written by Paul himself, but written under his name by one of his disciples after Paul died, as a final summary of his message. We have read the opening verses, which are prayer of blessing. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." God is praised for all that we have received. It mentions the richness of God's grace that has been showered on us through Christ. We know all about showers in this climate. So the next time we are tempted to complain about rain, about snow, we might think of that expression, "the richness of grace showered upon us." Through the life-giving blood of Christ, we gain our freedom, the forgiveness of our sins. In return, we are moved to praise the glory of God's grace, which we do in the Eucharist and every time we pause to pray. Having been showered with grace, we give thanks and try to live under that influence. Whatever blessings we have, small or big one, we need to thank the Lord, because the more we give thanks, the more we are blessed. Even things that we consider burden, problems, and difficulties, it is us who can gain from this. We learn, we become ready to face other challenges, and most of all, we are being strengthened by these experiences. In our gospel, we are being reminded that we must bring people closer to God, not away from God. We must be examples for others to imitate. Jesus and the scribes were always in conflict because of different ideologies and interpretations of the law and the prophets. The scribes interpreted it according to their own advantage and benefit. This is the reason why Jesus was always at odds with them. Jesus promoted the well-being of the person, not for his own advantage. He always at the side of sinners, outcasted, and people were open to his teachings. He welcomed those who are willing to be healed and had an open hearts and minds to God. The scribes and the Pharisees always think of themselves, passed on heavy burdens to people, and instead of helping them, they overloaded them with unnecessary teachings and laws. They don't want the people to be closer to God, but away from God, by imposing burdens and heavy loads. They don't even lift a finger to help those who are in need, and always take advantage of people under their care. So we are called to always say thank you for the blessings that God gives us and bring other people closer to God. let us look on the life of Saint Teresa of Avila. She entered the Carmelite convent of the Incarnation in Avila in 1535, and the next year she came down with serious illness that persisted for 2 years, followed by partial paralysis for another. The doctors had given up on her. She turned to prayer and recovered. The convent in Avila was affluent, and the nuns enjoy a comfortable lifestyle. It was close to town. The sister received many guests, and they were caught up in the ways of the world. She went through a dramatic conversion. She prayed before a crucifix and later wrote, "When I look at Christ hanging poor and naked on the cross, I felt I could never bear to be rich." So there were divine revelations from God. She received visions from Saint Mary Magdalene and Saint Augustine, both who show her the miserable place in hell that was reserved for her. Fearing hell for herself, she set out to save her soul as well as the soul of his fellow Carmelites. She returned to the full observance of the Carmelite rule, a strict cloister, more prayer and contemplation, penitential practices, and rigorous austerity. According to her, "Christ has no body now on earth but yours, no hands, no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes with which Christ looks out his compassion to the world. Yours are the feet with which he is to go about doing good. Yours are the hands with which he is to bless us now." So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us ask the intercession of Saint Teresa of Avila or Saint Teresa of Jesus to be always thankful for the blessing God gave us. Bring others closer to God and do the mission God entrusted to us by being his feet, his eyes, his hands for others. Let us serve them with love and with compassion.